Welcome to today's People's Bank Let's Talk Indianola. I'm Andrew Swadner. On today's program, we feature historian Sarah Maniscalco Robinson, who hosted a program about Iowa's Veterans Tuesday as part of the Afternoon Adventure Speaker Series. Afternoon Adventure Speaker Series here at the Indianola Activity Center, highlighting Iowa's veterans. First of all, tell us a little bit about the show you put together today for those in attendance.
Today I came down to Indianola through a program called Humanities Iowa, and they fund me to travel around the state of Iowa and visit small town communities to help share different humanities messages. Today specifically, we talked about the meaning of Memorial Day, the true meaning of Memorial Day, not barbecues and picnics and the opening of summer, but the sacrifice of the men and women that we lost in combat. So what I do is I interview veterans and family members, make educational videos out of those, and then share them with a larger audience. So today's message was, for example, a mother who lost a son in combat in Afghanistan. A gentleman who was deployed to Vietnam who talked about what it was like to lose friends in combat. And then also a gentleman who lost his dad during World War II and what it was like to grow up without a dad. Hundreds of thousands of children grew up without dads after World War II. And I think that's an important message as people are going out and enjoying those barbecues and enjoying that time together with family at the beginning of summer, to also take a moment to reflect and remember why we have those freedoms and the cost of those freedoms so that they can appreciate it a little bit better.
Talk about your background and what drew you to making these types of educational videos.
I originally joined the Iowa National Guard in 1997 as a public affairs broadcast journalist. I'm from Boone, Iowa, which is a huge National Guard community. I grew up in a military family. My dad was in the military and my sister is as well. So when I started getting a little bit older and getting better skills at video production through my military training, I wanted to start sharing that with more than just a military audience. The Iowa Gold Star Military Museum on Camp Dodge actually got me into doing the veteran-specific interviews. And they taught me how to do something called an oral history interview, which is a full hour where you just talk about the person's whole life. From there, after I learned how to start doing that, I started sharing them with the Library of Congress and sending interviews out there. And it just kept growing, and the audience kept growing. And the more that I see people appreciate these stories, the more it keeps me wanting to do more interviews and tell more stories. So my background in the military got me started. My training in the military gave me the tools I needed to know how to make the videos, but it's really the audience that keeps me wanting to continue going.
Well, it was a bit of an older audience today. That's just kind of the venue that we have here. But a lot of the questions were directed at reaching out to youth and working with students. How do you approach that when you try to get younger kids involved with this?
I work specifically with a lot of schools so that they can earn Silver Cord hours. I'm from Johnston. I currently live in Johnston, and I work with the high school there in order to help them get Silver Cord hours, volunteer hours. They do anything from interviewing veterans. I teach them how to do the interview. They can ask the questions. I can help them make videos if they're interested in that. Or if they just want to come help with the interview day, keeping things organized, keeping things alphabetized. Every little bit of help helps me be more successful in the nonprofit. Running a nonprofit can be very busy, and so when the young people reach out and are interested in helping, it helps so much. And there's so much more to the young people wanting to know about the older generation than what we really understand or appreciate. We kind of take them for granted, but if you give them the opportunity to sit down and ask questions, they will amaze you.
Last question before we let you go. Tell anyone who wants to know a little bit more about the nonprofit, and of course, if they wanted to reach out for more information or get involved or come hear you speak.
My nonprofit is called the Iowa Veterans Perspective. You can look me up online. I also have a YouTube channel, Facebook page. My website is vetstories.org. And you can reach out to me in any number of ways through the website, through the YouTube channel. You know, with the way technology works these days, you can find me just about anywhere. Just go to Google and type in Iowa Veterans Perspective.
Thanks to Sarah Maniscalco Robinson for joining us on today's program. If you missed any of our Let's Talk programs, find them online daily at KNIAKRLS.com under podcasts and subscribe through Apple, Google, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's People's Bank Let's Talk Indianola. People's Bank in Indianola, Pleasantville, Carlisle, Knoxville, and more. Service you expect from people you trust. Member FDIC.